Welcome to the sunny side of your number one station for Talk Nice, your voice, 3 Nigeria in Fire FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? It is the 15th day in the month of December 2022. 10 days to Christmas. Oh my God. My name is Denise Dennis Wallow, and as always, I am glad to share this space with you from now up until 3 p.m. What are we talking about in this hour? Whistle blowing. Remember that thing that trended 6 years ago? Oh well, it's back. And this time, the federal government is lamenting that, you know what, the whistleblower policy is losing momentum. And one would expect that a policy that offers both reward and protection would yield results, right? Why then is it not being embraced by all in the fight against corruption 6 years after? The question is, what are the main reasons behind the whistleblower policy losing momentum in Nigeria? 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock hour, we would have Follow the Money. Then we would have the SDN program. This one is centered on PVC collections in River State. And then we'll be back at the 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour, which is the final hour on the show, to talk about CPR. The conversation we were supposed to have last week but couldn't because there was a glitch somewhere along the line. We moved it to this week, and we hope this week it does happen. Now, for all the conversations we'll be having today, you can join on social media, Twitter at Nigeria Info PH Watchers Live, and Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can also call the studio live 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923, and then the WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. We need to go on a commercial break to stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side in your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Let's talk whistle blowing. Now, the Federal Government Executive Council yesterday lamented that the whistleblower policy launched on December 21st, 2016 by the Federal Government through the Ministry of Finance to encourage people, you and I, to volunteer information about financial misdemeanor has lost momentum. Specifically, the policy rewards a whistleblower who provides information about any financial mismanagement or tip-off about any stolen fund to the ministry's portal with 2.5% to 5% of the recovered funds. So what this simply means is this. If I know, for instance, that Jude Omamegbe, you know, stole public funds, maybe to the tune of 100 million naira, as a whistleblower, I should go to the Financial Crimes Commission and report that I know a certain Jude Omamegbe is my colleague, and he's in possession of stolen funds. His mismanaging funds. and he has like 100 million naira stolen. And you know, what they're supposed to do for me is offer me protection, meaning they're not supposed to reveal my identity, so no one knows who gave the tip off. Now, when they're able to recover the 100 million naira from Jude Omamegbe, I stand to get 2.5% of 100 million naira, or 5%. So let us quickly do the mathematics now. 2.5. No, I think I want to go with a higher one. 5% divided by 100 times 100 million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In short, at the end of the day, I should be getting like 5 million naira from that money. No, 50 million. It's 100 million. No, wait, hold on. 100 million, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. About 5 million of 100 million. That's 5% of 100 million. Okay, so that's what I get. And I also get protection because I gave the tip off. The Minister of Finance, Budget and National Planning, Zainab Ahmed, made the disclosure yesterday after the Federal Executive Council meeting presided over by the Vice President, Yemi Osinbajo, at the Presidential Villa in Abuja. Now, according to her, the Council approved the draft bill to strengthen the fight against corruption. And if there is one thing the current administration or the current APC-led government was keen on when they were making their campaign promises to us years ago, precisely in the year 2015, it was to do what? Fight corruption. So this was supposed to strengthen the fight against corruption and to enable protection for whistleblowers that provide information for use by the government. Let's come back home. I don't know if you're thinking what I'm thinking, but if we're thinking the same thing, it means that both of us would expect that a policy that offers both reward and protection. So they're not only rewarding you for the tip-off, they're also promising to protect you. It was supposed to yield more results, right? 6 years after, why then is it not being embraced by all in the fight against corruption 6 years after? Why are we not having stories of, oh, this person was caught financial mismanagement, financial fraud and all that, and it was courtesy of a whistleblower. This is the person's reward. You don't need to know the person because we had promised to protect the person. What are the main reasons behind the whistleblower policy losing momentum in Nigeria? Now, let's face fact. We're not expecting that every time we should see a face, or we should put a face to the title whistleblower, we should just know that something happened in that regard and the reward was given and the person involved in the crime was caught and persecuted. But if the federal government is coming out to say that, see, this policy set since December 21st, 2016, 6 years after, it is losing momentum, what is the problem indeed? Is it that we don't like reward in Nigeria? Who doesn't want 5% or 2.5% of whatever recovered funds that comes with protection as well? So you just get to do your thing and nobody knows. And you go ahead and enjoy your reward. I mean, nobody needs to know that the money you're currently enjoying was gotten from the act of whistleblowing, right? So what exactly is the problem? What exactly are the reasons behind this policy losing momentum? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number, 070-0923-0923. The WhatsApp number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages as well is 0809-0306416. We are live on Twitter. Twitter handle is at @NigeriaInfoPH. So go there, watch us live, and do well to be a part of the conversation by tweeting your responses at us. We're also live in Facebook. Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and also be audible so that we can hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello? 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 Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Oh yeah, you can also reach us via 0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Okay, my name is Donias. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've taken time to listen to your introductions and all of that. You see, why people are bent not on coming out to report anything in this country is because we do not have the trust and the confidence in our government to do the right thing. Don't be surprised that somebody inside that same parastatal or that same department of the government will be the one that will sell you out. Because when they look at the amount that is involved in what you're going to get, they'll look for a way to also get their own cuts out of it. The point is that Nigerians have lost, they've lost that belief, they've lost the hope, they've lost everything as far as this government is concerned. Nobody is willing to risk his life just because you want to report something which at the end of the day your life might go for it. All those protections you are talking about is just bobo juice. Bobo juice.
There's nothing there.
In that same place that is going to report you to the criminal that, oh, you are here. It was this person that came to report you. So that's the problem.
You know, how are we sure of these kind of things? I mean, have you ever had any interaction with a so-called whistleblower who told you from experience that this is what
the person encountered? I may not have the experience, but what I know that has been happening in other places, in other sectors of this, our government, my dear, leave these people. They are all the same. Because so long as there's money to be made in that thing, some other person will want to say, ah, boss, I'll need my court. How far? What do we do? If you not tell me, they even hide their number to call you to make sure that they get a court. So that's the problem. Nobody wants to risk his life.
Okay. So nobody wants to risk. See, I'm saying that this idea of whistleblowing is not something that is novel in our society, in the world, okay? In other climes, we have this kind of things in existence. If you do a lot of foreign movies, you may have come across something called a bounty. Yeah, the term a bounty. So how does that work? A post is put out, a bill, with a face of someone, and they put wanted, and then there is a reward, okay? And they say, if you are able to bring out this person, if you're able to fish this person out, if you have useful information as to how we can, you know, get this person, you stand a chance to get XYZ amount of money. So the reward is more like the propelling factor that drives people to want to go ahead and find this information. And for others who may not be keen on the reward, the propeller is this person did commit a crime. And if it is established that this person did commit a crime, he is a threat to society. And if I know this particular person, I have seen this particular person, and I refuse to speak up, it only means that this person gets the chance to continue to perpetrate crime. So it's either you're doing it for the reward, or you're doing it because you believe that to save your head and those you care about, and the heads of those you care about, to beg your pardon, you would want to report this person. So the reward given or not given is usually not a concern to you. Now, we are living in a society where every now and then we cry and complain about how corruption has left us in a state of underdevelopment. Imagine how far we would have gone if only we did not have this level of corruption. And at the echelon of corruption reports, we are talking about mismanagement of funds, public funds. We're talking about stealing of huge amounts of monies. We're talking about fraud at every level. And then there is a policy that is saying, if you have information as to how we can fight this corruption financially, come up. We will reward you. And we will not only reward you, we will protect you. And then nobody's coming out. Nobody is saying anything 6 years after. So you have a reward, you have protection. Okay, let's say you don't want to do it for reward or protection. You do know that if these monies are discovered and they are recovered, they can be channeled to developmental processes in the society. Why are you not coming out to say anything? Mr. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Poor legal framework. I'm part of whistleblowing policy.
I can barely hear you. Could you please speak up?
Poor legal framework.
Poor legal framework.
I'm part of the whistleblowing policy.
Okay.
It's a policy. There is no legal framework that backs that word or that action or that government program to fight corruption. Yes, some were rewarded, but some were in prison. Some were sacked from their job on power at the top. There are cases there. Some of them came online, even came on air. Most of the television stations carried out, they were complaining. I blew this whistle and my life is in danger. The government is not protecting me. Some were even sacked from their job. And that process, how will they live their life? So if the government truly want this program to suffice, then let them develop a legal framework to back the whistleblowers. On the other side, I don't think whistles are that expensive. Nigerians can no longer buy in the market. They can.
Mr. Zion, maybe. Hold on. Under normal circumstance, are you supposed to know a whistleblower?
We don't.
Nobody is supposed to. Okay? Over time, we've heard the Nigerian police come out to make statements courtesy of their PROs. We were able to apprehend the notorious kidnappers that have so far terrorized Rumosi community via a tip-off. All right? Now, the tip-off, who gave it? We don't care. We don't know. We shouldn't know. It's not up to us to know. It's up to the Nigerian police force to say, oh, this was the person that gave the tip-off. Or maybe the person doesn't want to be identified.
But the Nigerian police and authorities expose these individuals. Okay, look at the case of a military general that owns properties in Dubai. Mm. Was it not the whistleblower that blew it out?
Mm-hmm.
The issue of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, billions that were located, was it not a whistleblower? One of those buildings that how many billion was found in one certain building, was it not the whistleblower? What happened? I'm telling you, some of them ran for their lives. Some of them, the cases were not prosecuted.
When we say some of them ran for their lives, do you know them?
They came online. They came online
and exposed themselves that I was the one that blew
okay,
the whistle.
Who told the embezzlers or the accused thieves that it was this guy that blew the whistle? The case of Nchia Thompson of the Ministry of Affairs. Who blew the whistle? When he blew the whistle, who exposed him? Is it not the same authority that went to tell the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that, look, it is this guy, one of your staff? What about the case of the former Minister of Finance that ran away about a certificate issue? There are cases on ground. So if the federal government wants this policy or this program to be effective, they should back it up with a legal framework. Your identity will not be exposed. Nobody will know your whereabouts. Once the money are released, within 21 days, we'll give you a percentage. Don't forget, some of them are not even paid. They came online and shouting after blowing the whistle, low, they have not paid. My sister, you see this country. Anyway, if you keep your head safe for the next 4 years, just do it in a legal way. But involve yourself for most of these are issues. Except the, even the law, now see them mind in charge of the law. Someone just want them from our country. You have more exposed and staff people who can handle this. They can protect us. This is Ion.
Okay. A legal framework, I don't think there is any bill that is passed that doesn't have a legal framework backing it. It's a no-brainer. Okay? It's a no-brainer, really. So what more do we want? Nigerian friend, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Turn off your radio set, please.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello. I can hear you. Welcome. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Jason.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, there are policies. I think that policy was instituted by most of the court. I think you see they're headed by Lyman or something like that. I think so. And you can see that it was not really backed up by laws. Understand? And something that was not really backed up by laws, you cannot protect the blue hand. You want to really to make sure that the nation and telling the government that social security has amount of people in that, social security has so many properties in that. And also, the issue of this whistleblowing, the problem is that the Nigerian police force, because the Nigerian police force, they are fond of if really you give any information, you can still go back to the person that this person gave us the information. This is what happened, this is what happened. But everything should remain secret. And the government should do the needful that if the percentage they say they want to give to you, should do the needful and give you the percentage. Not trying to place hands or not trying to cycle some things. And also, according to Mr. Zion, that the thing should also back up by laws. So in Nigeria, the thing should also be backed up by laws. If there is law that will protect these people that are playing this way, so I think it should be effective and it should become to see that yes, everybody really wants to have information on what is really happening on ground. But the situation where the person is not really protected, where the person is not really protected, anything can happen to the person. That is why you are saying that it's not really effective. And the problem comes to the government being prepared to care, and secondly, the police or the Nigerian police force. Making sure that also they protect the interest of the person. Because you can see in Nigeria, any situation, you give us an information, the information might leak, and you might hand the person. That's what you do. Somebody gave that information, and the information they gave, even when they wanted to pay the person the money, the Nigeria police arrested the person, detained him first, before they paid him that money. And it was next publicly. And people have already known that okay, this is what this is a disease person. I gave this information that this will happen. And his life is in danger. When we talk about this finance minister, facilitating surgery and other things, and what is this issue? You see the same thing. I think the government has to back this law. People should back it this law and be sincere. And the only one thing is that backing it this law and also being sincere, not trying to target the opposition or trying to target on any person that is really anti-government. It should be in general that you are a member of any political party, whether it's not anywhere, whether hierarchy of people, whatever thing. If you see something according to them. Then if they should say something, they should also be able to protect the person's interest. That is my statement. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to read through some of your messages on WhatsApp before I say a few things. Someone says, the momentum went down because the federal government started bringing to notice the identity of the blowers. Secondly, no noticeable project done with the so-called funds recovered. Thirdly, federal government refused to pay the promised percentage of the whistleblower. This government always sidestep her promises. It is what it is. Dave from Port Hackett. Okay. So I am looking at data now, and I'm looking at, let's call it, some of the benefits of this or this bill, or this policy, as it were, there are records as to how many tip-offs have been gotten since the inception of the policy. I have it stated here that within the first 2 months of the whistleblowing policy in Nigeria, our government was able to recover over $178 million that were stolen from the government. By June, the following year, 2017, the federal government, through the Ministry of Finance, received a total of 2,150 tips from the public. 128 tips came through the website of the ministry. 1,192 was through phone calls. 540 through SMS and 290 through emails to the ministry. Now, by July, August, a total of 5,000 tips was received. In October 2017, the acting chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, that's Ibrahim Magu, said, now listen to this, these are figures, that 527,643,500, that's about 500 million naira. And also another $53,000 and about another 547 euro was recovered since the policy was launched. And then when you talk about reward, the said whistleblower that helped the Nigerian government to recover the money from the building, the number 16 Osborne building, the 16 Osborne Road building in Ikoyi, Nigeria, it was paid 421 million naira. Now, when it comes to protection, there has been a move by the civil society organizations to engage in a number of advocacy to ensure that people who blew whistle were protected. In fact, in that regard, the MacArthur Foundation is currently funding African Center for Media and Information Literacy to launch a whistleblower campaign known as Corruption Anonymous. And just like Dave said, this recovered funds, what were they channeled into? Or what were they channeled to? There is the criticism, quite all right, that, you know, some of these recovery funds should have been channeled to several areas of the economy, especially the health sector. You know, fund immunization and other health issues in Nigeria. So when we recover funds, the chances of the benefits to everybody is high. But when we choose to keep quiet, we know. I don't know, is it the mentality that this person is my brother or this person, I will benefit more from this person holding on to this stolen funds or mismanaging this funds, and I would benefit from the government? I can go to this person and say, guy, I know what you are doing, or tip me, or I will tell the government that this is what you're doing. Is it really a case of protection for this person, or the fact that the rewards are not forthcoming? Think about it. What are the main reasons why this policy is losing momentum 6 years after? We're going to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll try to round off the conversation as trending stories comes up after. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigerian Info.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Unfortunately, we are pressed for time at this moment. And We would have to end the conversation now so that we can go on the news break, and thereafter live appearances do follow. But do remember that you can always join the conversation, especially on social media, as we are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, and also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember, we're talking whistleblowing policy losing momentum, and I asked what are the main reasons behind the whistleblower policy losing momentum in Nigeria. For all those whose calls I could take and the messages I could read, thank you very much for being a part of the conversation. Even though short, you made it worthwhile. To stay tuned to us, we are Nigeria Info. Thank you.